This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A crackdown is coming for people who fraudulently draw unemployment payments. Federal officials say $17 billion was paid out last year to workers who continue to get checks after returning to work, as well as people who were never eligible to begin with. Independence County detectives are investigating burglaries that occurred at a couple of locations in Batesville, business locations. Someone broke through a side window at Duggar's Food Mart on North Central Avenue near the fairgrounds. Police say the thieves apparently took 20 packs of cigarettes. Another commercial break-in occurred at Oak Park Pharmacy in North Batesville. Entry was gained by breaking out a window on the building's north side by using a large rock. Store video cameras showed a white male entering the store and grabbing a bottle of medication from a cabinet area. It was a 1,000-count bottle of Tylenol 3. Both cases are still under investigation by detectives. And Independence County deputies are looking for a 2001 Cadillac DeVille taken from the Economy Inn parking area. Vernon Floyd told police he was at the inn with a white female around 3 a.m. Saturday morning. He said he fell asleep, and when he awoke, his silver Cadillac was missing. Mr. Floyd was told the vehicle was seen heading north toward Cave City. Police placed an all-points bulletin on the vehicle. From Izzard County, a Batesville couple was arrested early the night of June 28th after the Izzard County Sheriff's Department received a report of a couple stealing automobile batteries from a guy in business. Senior Deputy Gabe Sanders, while responding to the business location, was given an update that the suspect vehicle had turned off State Highway 58 onto West Road heading toward Mount Pleasant. Sanders initiated the traffic stop on a red Dodge Neon and saw several batteries in the back seat of the vehicle. The driver, identified as 40-year-old Kevin Edward Mead, was arrested along with a passenger, 35-year-old Holly Leanne McGahey, also of Batesville. According to Sheriff Tate Lawrence, both were charged with criminal trespass and theft of property. McGahey posted a bond the following day of $1,500 and was released with a court date. Mead posted bond Thursday in the amount of $2,000, was given a court date, and also released from jail. And a Horseshoe Bend man, 33-year-old Corey Welch, was arrested June 27th on theft of property warrants. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said the arrest stems from a complaint that Welch, a cashier of a Melbourne business, was giving discounts to selected friends on items purchased, and that he also is accused of taking items from the business for his personal use. Welch posted bond the day of his arrest in the amount of $500 and was given a court date. And Arkansas agricultural officials say farmers can earn money from tourism by offering everything from pumpkin patches to land for hunting. The University of Arkansas Division of Agri will host a conference next month to help farmers learn about creating and promoting agritourism. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.